Thanks for joining us again on this Sunday afternoon. Praise the Lord. We're trusting that you're growing in your spiritual life. We're glad you've tuned in because we believe there'll be some important things here that'll help bless you. Dear Lord, we just thank you, Father, for the wonderful love that you've poured out upon us. We thank you how you sent Jesus to die and how all that sin was piled upon him. He was so innocent, but Lord, we were so guilty. Thank you for what you've done for us, and then you sent the Holy Ghost. We just praise you and we glorify you. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon Brother Freedom, and we thank you for touching our friend, the listener, who's tuned in today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brother Freedom has asked for the reading of Ephesians chapter 5, the first 11 verses. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them.
Thank you. Father in heaven, we just thank you for this day. I need your total help today. Father, I wait totally upon you this day, and I claim victory this day. We pray for a spiritual awakening of many that's asleep. And Father, I just pray that you'll do a great work. It's not me, but it's, Father, I'm just here to as a helper, not as a speaker. Bless this day. Make strength this day for me this day. Lord God, there's so many out there that I see and feel need help. I pray that you move mightily in this day. In Jesus' name, amen. For the Lord would say, I am the Lord thy God, am not slack concerning my promises, as some men count slackness. For I am long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. The Lord says, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. For yea, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Come, my ones, come, and I will furnish you, I will help you, I'll move upon you as I'm the only one that can. I say so many of my people are looking for other selves to help them. But self cannot get you into my kingdom. I said it takes my spirit. Where my spirit is, there is liberty. Where the natural man is, there's problems. There's pain. There's difficulties. There's troubles. There's many, many manifold evil things. My people must grow. They must seek me. For I've called my people to become saints. I've called them to walk in holiness. I've called them to come in my obedience. But where are they? They're out far from me. They're out doing their thing. They're out foolish gesturing. All these things that are not becoming to a saint. And I wish my people, when they come, they will come as a child. The first verse of this fifth chapter says, I desire my people to come in as children. And I say, when a child, you don't know what's going on if he's a child. And I say, spiritually, it's the same way. When they come in to seek me, they don't know nothing. I don't want them to know nothing because they're to be empowered from a heavenly power from on high that doesn't come out of this earth. So many are earthly. They're earthly in their Christian walk. They're earthly in their decisions. They're earthly in everything they do. But I'm seeking for those who will seek me as a power. Not so much as to move upon people in a haughty, in a high-handed way, but in a lowly way. They'll have a power that's deep. They'll have a strength that's more than adequate to what they face. They'll have a defense. They'll have a counsel. They'll have a direction. For I'm here to help my people. My people must choose me this day. If they will choose me, I will be found in them. And I will incorporate myself into their being. And I'll make them that they might be a blessing. They'll no longer be a curse. They'll walk in victory. They'll walk feeling my peace. So many of my ones this day have not peace. But I say, I, the Lord thy God, bring forth peace. I bring forth a mighty touch from heaven that man cannot bring. Man does not know, they don't see, they don't have. But I, the Lord thy God, work within the hearts of my people. If my people will search for me, and if they will trust me, I will empower them with my glory. I will enrich them that they'll walk in my favor. They'll walk in my blessing, and they will not be defeated in the Lord. I say so many of my people are very defeated. They're trying to do it in their own mind, their own mindset. And they listen to whatever everyone, their brothers and sisters tell them. And they take that more to gospel than they do to seeking their God in heaven. And I say, this is true fact, says the Spirit of God. I know this because I know the minds of my people. I know what they think. I know what they desire. And I say, that's why I want my people to have a change of heart. Because in the directions thou art going, many, you're going the lower way. That lower way will take you to the way of least resistance. And through that, your vitality is going downhill. And pretty soon you will not know what's right from wrong. Pretty soon you'll be very informed of things that's in the underworld instead of the upper world. I say you need to come up higher. You must come into your horizon, must be looking up. You must look to the heavens, for there declare righteousness. There becomes a power, a witness of my spirit. There becomes a lasting love, a power that's able to come back the things of darkness. My people have bought these things too long. They've wanted the attire of the world. But I say, my people must come out of this world. My people must seek the Lord their God. They must search for me. They must read my word. They must pray without ceasing. Do they not know the enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal? He comes to take and make you lame. He comes to take the Spirit of God out of you. He comes to take out all that's good within you. And he'll leave you as stripped with naked. And then when he finds you naked, he'll run off and leave you there. And he'll leave you for the things of this world to take you over. And I say, meaning we need to be careful in this day, because I say, this is what's happening to them. They find themselves, they've lost their first love. They've lost that vitality of the love of God. They've forgotten that I am their Lord. And I've chosen them to walk in obedience. But I say many people do not know what obedience is. Obedience is obedient to my word. Obedience is being led by my spirit. Many do not want me to lead their spirit. Many do not want to hear my word. But I say this is what will set you free. It'll make you more than conquerors through him which loved you. Come, my people, come! And I'll strengthen you. I'll help you. As I'm helping this man here this day, I'll help you. I'll strengthen you. I'll help you to walk in times when troublesome times. I say, my people, I don't know how to make it any clearer, but you need help, each one of you. You are all, is that fifth chapter, first verse, as a needy child. And the purpose of my son went to cross, Jesus went to cross, was that you would be saved. And from that time on, you would be infilled with my glory. But I say, many turn to their own ways. They follow after their own doings. They follow in their own direction. And they're far from holiness. Does not my word says, without holiness, no man shall see or please God? Does not my word says, thou must come out from among them and be separate? But through that many times we take on the things of the lowly man and take it as from you. Father, just pray, Lord God, the people this day to know that this is from the Lord. God's here to help you. God's here to strengthen you. God's here to partake you, to make you a new person, a new direction. For I say within thyself, it's hard to make it. There's too much competition. There's too many things from lust. There's too much flesh. My people must be separated in their minds, in their emotions, their thoughts. They must truly seek for higher things. They must seek the things of holiness. We need to praise God. We need to uplift Him. I'm coming through it now, and I'm going to skip the other side. God wants us to praise Him. God wants us to seek Him. God wants us to call upon Him. But we have went in our own ways too long. We've went to the place of the old man is seeing. The old man is hearing. The old man is trying to decide. But God wants us to just turn to Him totally, to where we're listening to Him. We're not making our decisions. He is the decision maker. He is the one who helps us. He will strengthen us. He'll give us power. But when we try to do it within ourselves, we fail. There's something about mankind in ourselves that we cannot make it. We try, but the enemy attacks us. The enemy comes in and settles into our spirit. And pretty soon, we don't know which is the spirit part and what's the enemy. So that's why we have to be led of the Spirit. For the Spirit of God is, there is liberty, there's power, there's blessing. We must forsake the ways of this world. The Bible says, casting off all cares and the cares of this world. Lean not in your own understanding. In all thy ways, we have to acknowledge Him, that He will direct our path. And we need direction from our path. We need help. And when we get in trouble is when we try to do it within ourselves. When we try to guess instead of knowing. The Bible says, and the pathway of the just is a shining light. That shining light has to come from heaven. That light is God, the light of God that puts in our hand, that we have a lamp under our feet. A pathway that is not dimmed. It's bright. It's shining. The light of God, the love of God is in our being. The Spirit of God becomes alive in us. We illuminate the glory of God. We separate ourselves, but we keep seeking God. We truly yearn for Him. We want that anointing. The anointing of God is what breaks forth the yoke. The anointing of the Spirit of God that comes within us, that manifests Himself, that we might have the power, the wisdom of God, that we might have the knowledge of God. All these gifts are so vital that we come, they're a supernatural being that comes upon us, that we are blessed, not of ourselves. We don't take the credit, but we're a channel that God uses. And that is a blessing. It puts you in a place that you don't have to worry. Because God is the one that's supervising. God wants to help you. God wants to strengthen you. And when you try to do it within yourself, you're combated with self. You're combated with imps of hell that come against you constantly. And pretty soon you're so disturbed, you're so out of kilter with God, that you're trying to do it within yourself. And then you make mistakes, you're making problems, and pretty soon you're sinning, and you're going in the wrong direction. When we go against the Holy Spirit of God, we're going against God's device that God's given us, that we might be more than conquerors through Him which loved us. When we go within ourselves, we are trying to go in hard-nosed ourselves to combat whatever we face, and we're not equipped to do those kind of things. We need the empowering glory of God in our mind, our heart, our being, that we're saturated with a shield of faith. The Bible says that we might put on the whole armor of God, that shield of faith is what we have to keep on, and we can only keep it on when allow the Holy Spirit within us to be full of God. The Holy Spirit is the lighthouse that comes into our being, that gives us a vision or a light that sees clearly in the days of darkness. And truly you have to say, there's days of darkness before us. There's troubles and things. We don't know which way to go, right or left, but the Spirit of God is alive. And you, all you have to do with Him is keep yourself clean, and He'll abide with you. You must draw nigh to Him. That means you must seek for Him. You must pray to Him. You mustn't sit back and don't do nothing, but you got to work. You got to work out your salvation with fear and heavy trembleness. Spirit of God's coming off me a little bit right now, so I'm going to tell you something that happened Friday. A year ago, I couldn't even hardly get around. I'm getting lots better. The Lord told me to do this because it's the same process you got to go through in your own. You don't become a saint overnight. There's scriptures after scriptures about through the perfecting of the saints. And then this right, once saved, always saved, because we come into that, we grow into that. And that growing brings forth perfection. It brings forth insight. But it also encases us with the power of the Spirit of God. Hakamashi, the glory. We're having the
The Spirit of God will illuminate us that we have the joy of the Lord becomes our strength. The joy of the Lord becomes our power. The joy of the Lord becomes our witness. Greater is He that's within us than He that's within us. There's problems everywhere you go, but you've got a greater power. You've got a greater one that can bless you. But Friday, my class, I took 3 classes. I guess I've got the record now. 18 rounds. That had to be God. God did that. I couldn't do a half of one. God will help you exactly where you are. I didn't go down and preach to those people. They're seeing something happen to me, and that's why you there in life. You didn't start there. You don't go down some, oh, you got to get right with me. No, you work. You let the Spirit of God work through you. A lot of times you're not saying nothing. But you're not saying a lot of awfulness either. You're being quick to hear, slow to speak. A lot of times when you're quiet, you're praying. They don't know this, but you're praying to heaven. You say, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. See, we've got a very special life. How can anyone else in this world think about how it is? Here you're in problem, you're just praying. Everything's just going on just like it is. But if you're in yourself, you'd be in trouble. You'd be in chaos. You'd be in disaster. You'd be in pain city. You'd be in sin city. But you relax in the Lord and you're doing the will of God. He's fighting your fight. He's going before you. And you just lean not on your own, all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. And that's what it becomes in life. You let Him come in. You hide behind Him. He is your shepherd. I shall not want. I'm not the shepherd. He is the shepherd. I shall not want. He that dwells in the secret place. It's the secret. It's the place of God's. The secret place. It's not my place, but I'm in it. The Lord is my shepherd. I'm behind Him. I cannot do these things. He's right here right now. And I'm just in Him. I'm in His whole liberty. When He tells me something, I question a lot of things when people tell me things, but I don't question nothing He tells me because I know, just like before I come over here, He said this is going to happen just like it's happening. At that time, I didn't know how it was going to move, but it's better than I even thought it would. He started out first, now I sort of took over a little bit, now he's we don't know which is in there. It's the Spirit of God. Hey, it's so kamashito, okamas. He uses us just like we are. He takes us just exactly like we are. Oh, that He wants to mix us with His glory. We don't know whether we don't have to. Because our trust is truly in Him. We don't have to think about it. See, when we think about it, we lose it. You think about it, it's gone. You gotta say, I accept it. I want it. My glory! Do I want it? Oh, it's like a peace, like a mighty river. Out there right now, where this message is going, if you need healing, I pray right now that Jesus, by the power of my counter speak, I pray with the healing wave of God to go upon the people this day, right this very second, to be healed, be set free, to be touched them, save them, forgive them. Whatever the need is, Father, I pray right now the supernatural power to go out in Jesus' name, break the chains of darkness, set the captive free. Oh, bring healing to the bodies. Oh, come on, our sister Dolores, I pray attention this very second from the crown of her head, the very sole of her feet, set her feet from dancing in you this day. Bring her victory. Bring her over. Victory to the people all over America, wherever you are, China, wherever you are. I pray for victory. A mighty surge from heaven. Come down. Set the captive free. Elevate the glory of God. All those that want you as Lord and Savior, confess Him right now. Confess the Lord as your Savior, and thou shalt be saved. Believe in thy heart that God will raise you up, and you'll be saved. I pray that God will make this real to your heart this day. God is real. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. When you have fear, Bible says in Revelation, they cannot enter in because of fearfulness. When you have fear and unbelief, it separates you from God. We as God's people must walk in faith, believing that He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober. Be vigilant. We should be soberly minded, vigilant, because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion seeketh whom he may devour. Who resists steadfast in the faith? Steadfast in the faith. Knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren in the world. We need to come out from this world out there. Wherever you are, you need to be set free this day. You need to, how come God's here to set you free that you can walk? You won't be bound no longer. You'll walk in freedom. You'll be free. Set free. Set your people free. In Jesus' name, I pray for the power of God to come down. Illuminate your people in a mighty way. That thrust from heaven. Excuse me, Lord. The flesh is willing, but the flesh is weak. Right there, see, I was of the flesh. But God's, that went out over, all over, all over. It went okay. That cough was okay because you're going to be healed right when that cough went up. That's how powerful God is. That's like that pilot system. That cough came up, cough, right? It's a victory. Come and see the Makumasi. It's there, it's yours. You're healed. It's for God. You can move on many. God multiplies His power through the obedience of faith, through the obedience of truly trusting. We, as God's people, got to literally trust Him. We got to forsake sin and seek God. And God, there's no heights how far you can't go up. Because one of these days we're going to go up together. What a glorious day it's going to be. God bless you all. Pray that God will bless you. Illuminate yourself. The glory of God be upon you. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Jen, have a good day. God bless you. Heal the calamity. 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 God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh boy, it's been good. God bless you. God bless you all. Love you, love you, love you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Boy.
Amen. We got surprised by the Holy Ghost. So you want to keep coming around and listening because you may receive even more blessing. God bless you all. Amen.